The Alpha Sessions.
Hi guys, welcome to Alpha Sessions. I'm Alice SK and I'm here with Gigi Harlan today. Hi Gigi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, thanks. It's so nice to be interviewing you because the last time I was here, you were interviewing me. And I know that you're a regular interviewer on Alpha Sessions. So it's great to have you in and to be here chatting about your music and listening to what you've got coming up.
Yeah, so, we had a great chat from what I remember. I was just like, I'm keen to have a chat with Alice.
Yeah, I know, it's good. I feel like we could talk for absolutely days about music. But so this is not about me, this is about you today. So I've got some questions for you, which hopefully you'll be able to answer for me. The first thing, so I've been listening to your music online, and I know obviously that we'll be discussing what's kind of coming up next, but just to talk about the tracks that you've already released. So you've released three singles so far. And what I love about all of them is that they're so emotive. I feel like I really get a kind of, I felt like just listening to them before we'd even met, you know, that I get a bit of an insight into your soul. Mm-hmm. And that when we'll be discussing kind of creative process later. But I guess the first thing that I want to know is how you got into music. Like how, you know, has it been something that you kind of, as soon as you came out of the womb, it was you were singing and dancing, or has it been a gradual kind of thing?
Basically the first one, by all accounts.
Nice.
Like I kind of I always love just writing little bits of like very short prose, or just like little stories or bits of poetry, and I just did it not knowing that there was like no purpose to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about like when I was like six or something.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're doing, you just know that there's something that feels like playful.
Yeah, of course.
And you want to follow it. And then we had quite a big change in my family life, so my parents bought a pub and started Ooh. Running that. So I went from having like kind of a very standard like day-to-day upbringing mm-hmm. to like spending, and they were amazing, like they worked so hard and like they were incredible, but they were learning how to run a new business.
Yeah.
So it meant that I was on my own quite a lot, and we had a piano in the back like bedroom, and I just taught myself little bits and pieces on it and just kind awesome. Of experimented on it. And then eventually I realized you could kind of put the bits of poetry with something musical, and I always love singing.
Mm-hmm.
So the three things just kind of like made this
just
little trifecta
together.
Yeah, and it just went from there.
That's amazing. And I think that's the thing. I mean, again, I think we did discuss this last time we were together, but it's when I think that as a creative, when, you know, from essentially, as you said, you know, from as much as you could remember, that it just flows out of you. And you obviously had it where, and I love it that it was, again, it sounds like it was almost an accident that it happened. Do you know what, you know, your parents moved, and then you see this piano and you're writing, and then you put the two together, and it's this amazing fusion.
Yeah, just kind of happened really naturally, I think.
Yeah.
And I just, from there on, I just started to try and craft my songs a little bit more, and listening to people like, I love Stevie Nicks and
yeah.
Carole King and all those like 70s songwriters who just like everything goes into, it sounds really cliche, but everything does go into the storytelling.
Yeah, 100%.
And lyrics are the first thing I notice. I don't know
yeah.
about you. What do you notice first in a song?
I think that I would say lyric. I think lyrics, but also I do notice. I actually wanted to talk about this in your track Shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
What I really realized was the music reflected the lyrics just so incredibly. And I think that lyrics definitely is, I think that as a songwriter as well, it is something that you do kind of pick up first and foremost on. But what I have loved about your music, and it's why I'm so excited to hear what you're going to play for us today, is that it really, your music tells a story as well as your lyrics. So I can understand what's going on in your tone and just from your feeling, which I think as a songwriter and a performer and a singer is an incredible kind of task to be able to complete. And it is what I really noticed it in that particular track.
Thank
you. It's a bit of a heartbreak song, really, isn't it? And I think that, and it's interesting, having recently been through a heartbreak myself, mm-hmm. I've been listening to this track, and it's, it, I just can really relate to it so much, and I can close my eyes and I feel like you've written it for me almost. And I think that as a songwriter is amazing, where you can make it relatable to somebody who you've never met or who you've met once, or yeah. you know, you've spotted on a train before.
Yeah.
And is that something that you aim to do? I mean, I guess, you know, we all write for ourselves, but what do you think that, I guess, like, why do you write? And I know that's quite a difficult question to ask, but if you have could kind of share any insight onto that, then
yeah, it is a weird one, isn't it? Because I feel like when I'm writing, I mean, I definitely wasn't doing this when I was young. I don't know when I started doing this. It just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I started being in, like, when you're younger, you're just kind of free flowing, and it's all very like almost like stream of consciousness, and it's all very like maybe self-absorbed,
yeah,
is the word,
yeah.
but in the best way. You're just really, you're feeling everything deeply, and you're just trying to put that across to mm-hmm. someone else, because like I think what you want to do is you want to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was writing, when I was young, I wanted to not just express myself, but to connect and kind of like reach across to somebody,
yeah.
and be like, I'm here. Like, have you been here? Like, this kind of, can we relate on this? And sometimes people can reach back and sometimes they can't. But I remember when I started doing more sort of writing sessions, studio sessions with like different producers who were a bit more in the industry side of things, and they would kind of have a bit more of a system to writing songs. Well, it's not so much a system, but there was just a natural flow to how things worked.
Mm-hmm.
But you also keeping in mind how the listener is going to hear your song,
right?
As well as what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can maybe write something that's very stream consciousness, and then you can look back at it and go, okay, if I was someone listening to this from the outside,
mm-hmm.
how does that relate? Does it sound weird, like, or would
right.
it, even if it does sound weird, it's not necessarily a problem,
yeah,
but
course.
Like, does it or just really practical things, like, does it sing nicely,
yeah,
like these words might mean something to you,
mm-hmm.
but does it flow nicely? Could somebody else listen to that and after having heard it once sing it back easily,
right. interesting,
and naturally without having to like overthink it? It's those little things, and I think that translates to how you put your artwork across as well,
mm-hmm.
and your visuals. It's like you have to kind of accept the muse that's coming through, and while I'm making music, I very much keep other people's opinions out of the picture, because I just get into paralysis by analysis,
right. yeah,
kind
yeah,
of thing,
yeah.
like white coat jargon. But I get into a bit of a hole with it,
yeah.
and then afterwards, like now, I'm putting together the artwork and
mm-hmm.
things for this record that I've got coming out,
yeah.
and now I'm like, you have to make it something that's like a little bit sexy and a bit cool, and
yeah.
make it like it's not just my thoughts.
Yeah,
splurged onto somebody. It's like, how do I make this something that's
into
engaging,
a whole project,
and, yeah.
and something that
yeah.
you know? And I think it's interesting, because actually, I've just seen Gigi's artwork, and I can confirm that it's amazing. So you guys are in for a treat when you see it. But
shout out Marika Macklin, who
there,
shot
yeah.
it. She's amazing.
And I'm sure you'll be able to find this on Gigi's Instagram and socials, etc. But I think that having seen your artwork, I can already get a vibe of what this music's going to sound like, and that's cool. And I think that in itself is, you know, and especially nowadays everything is very visual and on social media and in terms of promotion,
yeah.
that you want to, it's a whole product essentially. So, which, I mean, I know that I find quite stressful sometimes as an artist, but also it can be very, it can be fun and exciting, because it's like, not only have I written this song, and I can, you know, from your previous music, and I'm sure from the way that you talk, I can tell you know, you're a storyteller. You create these worlds and you want to get them across. So
mm-hmm.
it's great to see, I can see this in your artwork already, that, you know, that you've written the song, and now it's exciting because it's not just about this song, it's about this world.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, let's hear your first track, and I think it's called Renea.
Yeah,
great. This is Renea.
There's a forest somewhere in Big Sur, where I found a deep hole in the earth. It's a secret path underground, and something whispered to me to climb down. Down through the failures and the fears, all the faces I've worn through the years. My feet finally touched the wet ground. I smelled smoke and I heard the drums. And the sound ricocheted in my heart. I've never heard it before, but I remember it all. I follow the music through the trees, then I see. There she is, she's burning bright like a warrior with a sniper's sight. Ooh, Renea, you're all I need. And there she is, she's burning bright, and suddenly I see the world through her eyes. Ooh, Renea, thank you for being. Still in a line of attack. Whoa, she is warm with the dark. By the time that you notice, you're bleeding. And as the elixir runs through your veins, you'll come to see what a gift you have gained. The truth runs hot, but the needle at the spot that you needed. They call her a lost girl. Oh, she'll lead you astray. She's a natural disaster that we must contain. Don't fall under her spell. Oh, God forbid you learn to love yourself. And there she is, she's burning bright like a warrior with a sniper's sight. Ooh, Renea, you're all I need.
For sessions.
Oh my gosh, wow, that is absolutely incredible. I can't tell you just how much I am in love with that song. I cannot wait to hear the produced version.
Thank you.
And I think you said earlier actually off camera that it was one of the first times that you've played this song live or to anyone.
Yeah, I've only played this song once before, which was I was doing a writer's night that this amazing artist called Charlotte. Oh my God, it's a bad time to forget her surname. I'll remember it by the end of this conversation.
Great.
She runs a night. It's at Karma Sanctum in Soho.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's writer's round style. There's awesome. Four of you on the stage. You all take turns playing one song each. You talk a bit about the amazing. Story behind the song. But that was the first time that I ever played Renea. But all the other songs that you're going to hear, I've never played for anyone.
Amazing. I can't believe it because that is... It's so powerful. And I do, you know... Watching you perform that, I've got to say, like, I just got completely lost in that world. And I tell you, I just absolutely love, and I can really see now where this artwork comes from, because I've just got this complete, like, warrior, like, image in my head, and it's so sexy and it's so cool. And so I just can't wait to hear the other two tracks. But I think that, so you said at Karma Sanctum, you spoke about the background of this track, like, you know, tell me about that. Is Renea somebody that, is it based on a character that you've created? Is it based on yourself slightly? Is it, or maybe somebody that you know? Tell me about it.
So Renea had kind of been going through a bit of a journey. I think my, like, artistry and my personal life are always intermingled. Like, even if I'm not directly... Sometimes I may not be writing about, like, a literal experience that happened. It's not always diaristic, but I always think there's always kind of life imitating art.
And,
you know, I'm living life and I'm having an experience as a human being, and then I'm writing about that.
Mm.
And what was going on personally was I was with management when I made my first single, 20-something. Left that management and was an independent artist for the first time. And as someone that spent a lot of time in writing rooms, writing for other artists and kind of helping get things out of the ether and, like, onto instruments and get things down for purposes that are not my artistry.
Right.
I think I kind of lost myself a little bit. And I kind of, everything I was doing was, like, really to do with what other people wanted me to do, or what they thought would get me good streams and things. I understand those decisions from a business perspective, but with my other singles, well, not so much with Shapeshifter, because Shapeshifter was kind of a stepping stone to this, but I was just really refinding who I am at my core, and, like, you know, what I want, what I want to say, like, what's exciting to me, and just trusting my intuition a little bit. And it's been a really long, like, windy road back to that. But in sort of the summer of last year, when I started making this record and I started writing the songs for it, I was just starting to feel kind of strong again.
Cool.
And kind of in my
power.
Yeah. Maybe. Like, in, yeah. And just in not making things big, because of outside perspectives, and it was very much, it was almost going back to how I used to write as a kid in many ways, but with all the wisdom and all the experience that I've had in working with, like, amazing collaborators. So I'd kind of been on this whole journey.
Incredible. And then kind of a 360, but with a lot more knowledge.
Yeah,
and
a lot more knowledge.
And creative ideas.
Exactly. And, like, still loads to go, but it just felt like I was in a really interesting spot and I was learning production. And
amazing.
It's amazing how much there is just out online. Like, anyone, you can learn, like, how to produce your own music. And my partner is amazing as well. And he's been great for helping me with the granular bits of it. But I was just kind of a little kid with my, like, hands in all the paint and just having this really exciting time. And then I had a somatic meditation with this incredible lady called Megan Claire Hatfield, who went on a massive healing journey with chronic Lyme disease.
Wow.
Had a really intense time. If you don't know her, you should look her up on Instagram or YouTube, Megan Claire Hatfield. She'll tell the story a lot better than I can. But she basically healed herself through a few different therapies, obviously, like, not discounting medicine, but she said that she really started to turn corners with it when she connected to her deep feminine.
Really?
Energy. And
that's
just
so interesting.
It's just basically through a guided meditation, she was able to kind of connect to herself without all of her programming.
Right.
And all of like doubts and, you know, all the external
that's so
things
interesting.
That strip away who you are at the source.
Yeah.
And I went through a somatic meditation with her. And the thing with somatics is you don't go through the mind, you go through the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, you know, you're kind of like breathing and feeling different sensations in different places
yeah.
and like where certain emotions are.
Right.
And through doing this, like I connected with something that was so visceral to me. And so like no one can tell me nothing about it, because I know like it doesn't matter what people say about like, you know, like streams or numbers or like, you know, what's cool at the moment or what's trending on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know this is me.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, it's not to say it's the final me. I'm sure it will change as I go through life. But like it feels like I've connected to something that I didn't have before, and it feels powerful and
nice.
It feels raw, and it's on a physical level.
Yeah.
I don't feel like anything can take
Amazing.
It from me.
Amazing. And I tell you what, it's so interesting. It's so interesting hearing that story and having just heard Renea, because you do seem very kind of present and very grounded. And I think that's one of the first things that I kind of thought about you when we had met before. And it's really interesting hearing that journey. And I felt that I can tell from speaking to you and hearing your music, and especially this new one, you know, it does seem a lot more self-assured, and it's a very, very powerful song.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, kind of what you were saying with the previous singles and working with management, and there is so much noise in the music industry, and it's so easy to get lost, and it's so easy to get to kind of forget why you're doing it and why you write. And as soon as you do and you start listening to those kind of outside voices, and also like internal voices of your head and your ego and thinking, oh, is this good enough, and you can just like, and it's interesting how you say it's like it's physical, it's like, you know, it's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You, as soon as you start losing sight of that, like, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to hear that you had this experience and this is where this music's come from.
Yeah.
Which makes me so excited to hear the next song. So so the next one we've got Wolves, is that right?
Yeah.
Great.
Wolves.
Something holy, show me something real. I lay down my weapons for my hard-won peace. Rivers running backwards, but now I'm in deep. Uncharted waters, there's a light on inside me. Take a breath before all the waves. Take my hand and step off the edge. 'Cause I know there's no turning back now, darling. We're running with the wolves. No, I don't remember the day. I couldn't say the time or the place. All I know is everything's changed. Now we're running with the by peace. Here in the darkness, I surrender to the need to see myself as separate, a mold hanging over the sea. Oh well, nothing left to question when I'm watching you shimmer under me. Take a breath before all the waves. Take my energy.
The Alpha Sessions.
Wow, what an amazing song again. I mean, I tell you what, it's that is also very powerful, and that is very much like, when I hear that song, I'm just completely like transported to, a different world, which is great. I feel like I can just close my eyes and I'm running through a forest and running through hills, and it's it's interesting. I've got, are these songs based on a certain location, or is it maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like they all kind of live in this kind of forest, mountainous kind of place. Like, I, a lot of the times I get, when I write songs, I can start seeing something mm-hmm. in my head, or I get just places or imagery, and that's usually how I know if I'm onto something that I want to carry on down. But they're not set per se in a specific place, but the world, again, you'll see like from the artwork and things, it's very much, it's tethered in this kind of earthbound, just very raw kind of natural place. Mm-hmm. But then there's the other side of it, which you'll hear on the full tracks when it's out. It's very much, it's not an acoustic record. It's there's like synths on it, and there's like massive drums and tons of like reverby like backing vocals, and I really like went to town on like on those, like creating big choirs of vocals and things. And it's just, you've also got this really ethereal kind of spacey kind of starry element to it as well. So somewhere in the middle is where my stuff lives.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear the produced version, because I can already, I mean, to be honest, I feel like a, you know, just stripped back acoustic, I don't really need to hear any more. I can't wait till these are released and till I can just have it on repeat. And so these tracks you're playing today, they're part of an EP that's coming out.
So
I know that you said that obviously, we'd spoken before how you were working with different people. And I, am I right in thinking that you have written and produced this EP all by yourself?
Yeah, for the first time.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. So, tell me about the EP and kind of how it's come about and how it's been doing it all by yourself, because that is incredible. And my hat's off to you. So I'd love to hear about how you've been making it, and like where you are in the process of it at the moment.
Sure. So I kind of started work on it summer, kind of like this time, maybe like July of last year, just started to write things based on, you know, it's what I was going through, like life experiences and what I was learning, and what I was kind of, a lot of this is like kind of what's on the other side of fear.
Right.
And I feel like my tracks, if you listen to my music that's already on Spotify, I always felt connected to the songs, but sometimes I felt like there was a bit of a disconnect between me and the production.
Right.
And like, I think it all, I'm proud of all of it, but it just, I'd get to the point where I was A-B-ing it when we came to mixing. So what you do is, you, for people who don't know how the mixing process works, you give a mix engineer your song that you've got, and then you give them a reference or a couple of references. So songs that you like that are in a similar vein to you, that you like the sonics of, and then the mix engineer can get a balance between both. And usually I get to this point and I start listening to my references and I'm like, yeah, I like my stuff, but their stuff's just so much better, and like, I can't, why do I connect more with theirs than I do with mine?
Interesting.
And I had, you know, to be quite honest, I just kind of outsourced a lot of that to other people for a really long time, and I always be like, well, if I just work with this person it might sound better, or like maybe I just need to work with somebody else. And I just like had to really strip away all the layers of excuses,
right,
and just be like, you just don't know who you are, or you just didn't, and there's only one way you're going to find out. So I kind of just went straight into the cold water with it, and I was like, just produce it yourself.
Mad.
And just figure, you'll find out what sounds you like if you just try things, like just throw things at the wall. And I wasn't entirely throwing things at the wall, because I had this sort of world in my head, and I sort of knew, okay, I definitely want harp on it, but I want a harp that I'm going to put through a really weird filter and make it sound electronic, and I want electric guitars on it, and it's got this very dark kind of sheen on it, but it's like really powerful. So I kind of knew where it lived, but I just didn't know how to get it there, and I didn't have the language. I must have driven producers mental in the past, because I used to describe, I don't know, like, have you ever described a guitar texture in colours?
I've done this so many times. I feel like you're speaking my mind with you know, with music and with taking... Because I get to the point where I can't even give reference tracks. I'm like, oh, you know, I want it like this. And I get so frustrated that the people who I'm working with can't see. But it's like, like, I'm not in your mind. I can't hear this track.
Yeah, of course. And how could they? I'm there going like, I want this guitar to sound more orange.
Yeah.
And now what I know I mean is I want to put some chorus on it. But like, I didn't know what I was on about before. So they would just be like, what?
And it's so interesting because I think like, I mean, again, it's why... I love hearing this, and I love kind of relating this back to the songs, because it does really seem like this like kind of warrior, like empowering journey that you've been on. And the fact that did you have to teach yourself to learn to produce?
Yeah, like, I mean, I've done bits on, like, I know how to work like Logic and Ableton, because I use Ableton quite a lot for live. I do like live looping and things.
Cool.
So I knew my way around it a bit, but there is just so much on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube is amazing. There's so many people who are so generous with their time and energy, and there's so much out there. Like, if you want to learn how to, you can even look up a specific artist if you want and be like, how to make drums like X.
Crazy.
And I started, before I was doing the EP, I kind of started like that, just so I kind of knew what, I had the language, because they would, you know, I would learn through those, and then from that I'm like, okay, I kind of don't need to do that now, and I can figure out where things are on my own. And then if I got stuck, my partner Diggs is really amazing. He's an amazing producer, like, in his own right. So if I got stuck,
that's
I could ask him. But yeah, it's just been a really just try things, experiment, crazy, play, and just trying to remind myself, like, it doesn't, You can have an off day in the studio. It's not an off year, and it's not an off life.
Yeah,
like, it's one you can just come back tomorrow. It's not, no one's waiting for you know, my next great production. Like, that's the great thing about being a beginner.
Yeah,
it's like, no one expects anything.
I'm definitely waiting now. I tell you that that I think that exactly, and I think it's one of those things where I mean, interesting. I wouldn't say that you're a beginner, actually, but I think it's one of those things where it's when you're an independent artist but you've got that freedom to be able to take your time with the creative process.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that, and make it exactly how you want. And I think, you know, I've definitely done it myself where I've just been in a rush. So I'm kind of been a bit lazy maybe and just, you know, shoved it off to some producer, as you said, not been able to describe it properly. So then not been like very happy with the track. And it's, you know, for just the sake of being like, oh, I've got to do this then and I've got to release it. And actually I think that, and it sounds like maybe your kind of journey in this with, I can't remember her name, but
Megan.
Megan, yeah. It sounds like that actually would have had a massive part of it, where it's like, you know, you know, like, you're going to take your time and you're going to make sure that this is right. And I can tell from the way that you're talking about it and from just seeing you perform the tracks that it is right. So it's why I'm so, so excited to hear. And so just one more question before we listen to the last track. So obviously you've been producing it all yourself, and I think that and you said that your partner Diggs has been, you know, helping along the way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask about if, maybe not necessarily with this EP, but how do you feel about kind of creating with other artists? Like, has your past experience with working with people, has that made you very much at the moment, are you thinking focus on just working with yourself? Or do you think that, do you like creating with other people, or are you kind of a solo person?
Yeah, I love doing both, to be honest. Yeah. Like, for the longest time, I was just writing with other people, like, for pitch or for, like, writing a lot of dance, like, top lines for dance producers and things. So I always enjoy working with other people and I always learn something from it, and it's always just a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's happening for me at the moment is so important artistically. I probably wouldn't want to bring anybody else into. The only time I might do is if it was a producer that I thought had a really specific flair for something.
Uh-huh.
Or let's say I really love songs that they'd written with other artists, I might be like, oh, it would be nice to work with them just because I think that we'd be a good fit and we could make something something interesting. But I wouldn't necessarily bring somebody else in and be like, I'll sing what songs you write, or if you make a production and I'll do a top line on it.
Right.
Unless it was someone who I loved their music anyway. Yeah. And then I'd be like, please let me sing on your
song. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, and that's so interesting. And I think that obviously you've been like on this journey. And again, it's why this EP just sounds like it's so exciting, because it's for you and it's about you. And I think that sounds like where you're on your musical journey at the moment. And yeah, as a female artist myself, like, it's just so empowering to hear you talk about it and to listen to these songs. So
thank you.
So right, we'll listen to the last one now, which I think is called Heaven on Earth.
Yeah.
Doused all her flames just to keep herself safe. Her last spark slipped between the DNA of daughters. Now you're in a world on fire, chasing blazes down the mother line. As she remembers her song, feels like coming back home and talking to God. And I see her smile every time I meet her. Pass her on the street or laced in the cadence of a beat. Oh, we are ready to write. From the ashes she'll rise. I see her do it all the time. Give a woman the nerve, the dust and the dirt. She'll create heaven on earth. If the smoke fills the sky and the rivers all run dry, and the king sold the world, the empress returned, and she's got a banner.
The Alpha Sessions.
Amazing. So again, this track, it really firms in, just is a very kind of empowering song to women. Mm-hmm. And again, I kind of want to thank you just so much for like playing this to us and sharing this with us, because it's very like relatable, and it's just, it's so nice to get lost in this world that you've created.
Thank you.
So with this EP, when can we expect to see it, and what's the plan, and what's coming up?
What is the plan? Yeah. That is the million-dollar question.
If there's no plan, then that is also completely fine.
No. The EP is going to be called Heaven on Earth. That's the title.
Amazing.
Heaven on Earth will be the last single I release before the full EP. So
great.
The first one will be Renea.
Perfect.
Second will be Wolves. And then lastly, we're bringing out Heaven on Earth before there's the full track. There's a couple of songs and some little instrumental pieces, little kind of sonic portals, as I like to think of them.
Yeah.
So Renea is, well, whole thing's being kind of mastered now. So we'll have an exact release date soon, but I've kind of just, because I've been doing so much of this myself,
mm-hmm.
I've been trying not to put, like, I have a deadline in my mind, but I've been trying not to put too many sort of dates in there, because I just think I don't want to overwhelm myself too early. But it will, first track will be out, I'm gonna say end of July.
Awesome. Great.
And then from there it'll be probably another six, like 4 to 6 weeks, Wolves, and then
perfect.
Weeks after that. So this basically summer, early autumn will be
awesome.
The EP time. Yeah,
it's so exciting. I cannot wait to see the produced singles and to hear the full EP.
Thank you.
That is really something to look forward to. So I just have a few questions for you before we wrap up, and
yep.
this is more just a kind of fun, lighthearted question for our listeners. I was hoping you'd be able to describe your perfect day for me.
Ooh, okay, perfect day.
Yeah.
Wake up, have a really nice coffee.
Nice.
Always first thing.
Definitely.
I'm a decaf girly at the moment.
Are you? Nice.
I'm trying not to, like, just brain slow down, but
sure.
I find the placebo works fine.
Awesome.
Have a nice coffee. If I had somewhere with like really nice outdoor space, just go outside, get like my eyes on the sky before screen for a little bit, like go and walk
nice.
around, like in the garden or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, just have a moment to myself before like the whole world like can get hold of you. Maybe do a little bit of yoga, maybe do a little bit of singing.
Awesome.
And then head to the studio, make some music,
nice.
Like either just on my own. I actually just spend every day like in front of my computer at the moment, just making things. But yeah, just be in my little cocoon.
Awesome.
Maybe go see some gigs in the evening, like
great.
Eat some good food. Actually, maybe having some friends around.
Nice.
Getting a whole crew of people around.
Yeah.
Everyone plays music.
Nice.
Like having some, good scram.
What food are we talking?
Good question. You know, when someone asks you and you suddenly don't know any food.
You're like,
foods.
I've forgotten every food.
I don't know what food
apart from
is.
A bowl of cereal.
Maybe like, just like really nice barbecue.
Oh, yes.
Decent barbecue.
Girl,
go some
heart.
Like halloumi and some veggie things for the veggies.
Yeah.
And then like, maybe I really want to try natural wine.
Oh, really?
I've never tried it, but everyone's banging on about it at
Apparently
the moment.
It is good. It's so expensive in London.
Yeah.
So I've tried it once.
Nice.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't really like it that much.
Oh.
But my taste palette isn't that sophisticated.
Maybe.
So I'm happy with like Bucks Fast and then
get some Bucky. We'll just have an array of things. Yeah.
Natural wine sounds a lot nicer.
Yeah, or maybe like some Dark and Stormy's. A
bit
of rum and ginger
nice.
Beer.
Nice. Yes, girl.
Love
yeah.
those. That's normally nice. My go-to if I go out, which is not that often. I'm very boring in terms of nightlife these days.
Do you see much live music in London?
Not as much as I'd like to. I think if I moved out of London,
mm-hmm.
then I would.
Right.
But I think living in it, mm-hmm. I've just gotten very complacent.
Right, yeah.
But when I do go and see it, I love it more than anything
nice.
In the world. And I just always just ask myself, why do I not do it like every single week?
Yeah, of course.
I like theatre as well.
Nice.
Love theatre. Great. So going to see something like in the evening would be cool.
Nice. It'd
be a nice day. But yeah, just that, good food, good people, good tunes, bit of nature.
That does sound like an absolutely perfect day. Well, Gigi, thank you so much for joining us today on Alpha Sessions. It's been absolutely wonderful to chat to you, to be honest. So just for our listeners, can you tell us where we can, if we want to find out more and when we want to listen to the EP, like where can we find that?
Sure, yeah. So I'm on socials. It's Gigi Harland X on everything. Gigi on Harland Instagram, X. TikTok, Facebook. I'm on Spotify just as Gigi Harland.
Great.
Apple Music, iTunes, all of the usual places, YouTube.
Awesome. Cool. Well, guys, go give Gigi a follow, go give her a listen, and you know, keep your eyes and ears out for the EP that's coming out, Heaven on Earth. Gigi, thank you so much for joining us, and I can't wait to hear the music that's to come.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The Alpha Sessions.